In kingdom greetings. That's right. Good morning, everybody. That's it's another way to say the Jesus is in me. Greet the Jesus in you. You know. I was thinking I do have a sermon, but I'm just gonna share with you what happened to me in the past 10 days. It was the best day, the best time in my life, but also the hardest time as well. For those of you who knows me, you know I don't do cold. You know, but I'm getting better at it. Seriously, I think the cold is growing on me. Because I'm not as cold as I used to be. When I first moved here 5 years ago, anything below 75 was freezing. Now I'm getting better. But yeah, I'm part of a family where all the guys, they go hunting, they go camping. When we married, when Kendra and I first got married, she loves the outdoor. I'm a couch potato. You know, I don't like nature. I mean, I love the Caribbean. Of course, it's beautiful, but not like her. She always to go walk in the woods. I'm like, come on, let me watch a movie. You know, but that also grew on me in the past 10 years. But especially the last year, I felt like I'm going into how can I say that? It's like I have a desire to go after God. And God is not in the crowd. He's in the secret place. I mean, you're like, well, I know that. But for what God is doing on earth right now, unless you are in the secret place, you'll burn out. You won't see it. You won't see it. If you're just in church, you're not in the secret place, you'll burn out, you'll disappear. So I am very thankful that the Lord decided and gave me the grace to catch my attention. And I tell you, I love Jesus. I love Jesus more than anything. And in the past 11 days, 12, I was gone for, I was in the woods for 8 days. I had a good time with my brothers, but while I was out there, the Lord spoke. I've never heard God speak so clear, but I've never done this before because I don't like solitude, but solitude is really good for you. You know, some of us, for those of us who live by ourselves, we don't like the quiet in the house. We always have the TV, which is awesome. You know, it's always good to have. I get it. But there's something about be still and know that God is God. You know, one of the things God really spoke to me, he said, you're not meant to always be connected. You know, like, Facebook, I mean, I'm on Facebook. If you go on there, I preach the gospel on Facebook or on our church web, I mean, Facebook. If you guys are on Facebook, go and like us, follow us, because I post a lot of stuff on our Facebook page. And you don't have to be in everybody's affair on Facebook. The problem is since we don't have self-control, we go on rabbit trail and then Facebook take us to the wrong path. But it's not Facebook. It's not your phone. It's you. You know, so this was the first time in my life I was able to live without my phone for 8 days. Man, I tell you, it was so liberating. It was just like, oh, I can't express it. So, but one of the verse the Lord sent me to while I was out there, it's in Luke chapter 7. Jesus is anointed by a sinful woman. And I want to share with you one of the songs I was just soaking in. I didn't have my guitar, of course, no instrument. But this song, every day I'd be like, oh. I didn't know the song. My kids, showed me this song a couple weeks ago, and it's amazing. We're gonna share it with you. But listen to what it says in Luke chapter 7, verse 36. If you have your Bibles, open your Bibles in Luke chapter 7, verse 36. Jesus is anointed by a sinful woman. One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to have dinner with him. So Jesus went to his home and sat down to eat. When a certain immoral woman, see now right there in this verse, let's not go too fast. Let's put access on two people here. A Pharisee invited Jesus. A Pharisee, in the Pharisee's mind, they think they have it together. A Pharisee thought he's very close to God because he's following the law. But this guy, somehow he saw in Jesus something. He saw something in Jesus, yet he invited Jesus in. But at the same time, word goes around, this woman, what the Bible call her immoral, from that city heard that Jesus was eating there. She bought a beautiful alabaster jar filled with expensive perfume, you know. And when you studied this, that perfume, she wasn't a poor woman. She was rich, but she was also when I say rich, she was a prostitute, okay? So she had made her money the wrong way. But she had enough money for a year wages to go and spend on this perfume, and yet she bought it to the Lord. She knelt behind him. Now I want you to picture kneeling down. Get on your face. Go down low. Now I was telling somebody, maybe I was talking to Kendra, I felt one of the things that happened to me during in the past 8 days, sabbatical is not supposed to be like a vacation. Now you can take a vacation in sabbatical, but in sabbatical you must take time to seek God's direction. You know, and if anybody would invite me to go on a sabbatical in upstate New York in 20 degree weather, I'd say you're out of your mind. Because even when we go camping with the family before we leave, Kendra and I, we have a fight. Because it's raining before we leave. I said, you see, that's a sign of God that I shouldn't go. It's raining. We drive through the rain. I'm miserable. I'm grumpy. I'm constipated. And I have a headache. That goes to tell you how miserable I am. So, but then, because of self-control, I go and I pretend to have a good time. Thank God for a good family. They love me anyway. But everybody knows I hate every minute of the camping. So now the Lord, it pressed in my heart. You know, talking about felt compelled. In surrender, you will find peace. Some of us, we butt head with the Lord too much. You resist him too much. Let go. In surrender. I was telling Kendra, her mom, I love my mother. She's my mother, my mother-in-law. When she find out I wanted to go up there, her face was, it looks, she's concerned for me. God bless her. But everybody else was excited that I even, but in my mind, deep in my spirit, I know I'm not going necessarily to hunt. I felt compelled to go and put myself in a position to be stretched. But yet, to empty the mind and put myself in a position to be with God so he can speak. So let me continue reading. It says, her tears fell on the Lord's feet, and she wiped them with her hair. And I want you to picture this. This woman is broken. And that's one thing that happened to you when you encountered the Lord in the secret place. The first thing that happened in your spirit you become humble. You know, I always say we eat too much. When I say we eat too much, some of us, it might not be, you might not need to fast food, but sometimes for you to encounter a deeper level in your spiritual life, you need to fast. I fast. We fast. We make it a habit to fast. You know why? Because when you're hungry, when I'm hungry, I feel desperate. I'm hungry. That's me. I'm not asking you to. I'm actually seeking the Lord's direction because I'm sensing He wants us to get into a season of fast as a church. So I'm seeking clarity on that. See, once again, I don't want to be doing things just to be doing things. I want to do exactly. If the Lord wants us to fast, if He's telling me, Ricardo, I want you to call the church to a fast, guess what? I'm going to tell you, and there's going to be conviction. I don't want you to just fast to fast. I don't just fast to fast. God, give me a purpose. And I do it. I discipline myself to do it. And I tell you, it's very beneficial for my spiritual walk with the Lord. But I want you to picture this woman broken. Her tears. She's been judged, misunderstood, rejected. But yet she finds herself where? At the feet of Jesus. Do you know the violent? I call that. This woman is very violent. I mean, kind of the word is radical. Because she thought Jesus is at this Pharisee's house. First of all, women is not allowed. They weren't just allowed to show up anytime they want. But she was radical. She was desperate. I want to be desperate. I want to be desperate. I want to remain desperate. I want to see Jesus move. My focus is not, it doesn't matter if our church, if this building is full of people. No, wait, that's not what I'm looking for. You see these lights, these annoying lights, they're very hot up here. I don't care if we ever change them. They're very annoying, they're hot up there. When I look at them, I look at you, I don't see you. So there are other things that needs to be done here in this church. If the internet doesn't work, we don't do life because my focus is not on life church. I want to encounter Jesus. You know, day 5 in my sabbatical, I'm like, Lord, why you bring me here? I know you're a good father. You're not trying to punish me. But why do I feel compelled to come here? It's cold. I'm sleeping in a sleeping bag, you know, and all that crazy stuff, you know. But man, my spirit is coming alive. And then God's like, He said, you're not doing this for the church. I'm calling you away with me. I'm like, oh, yeah, me with you. Hey, Ricardo, it's not about you and the church. Because it's so easy as a pastor for me to be in love with the church and put Jesus in the corner. And that's when we get frustrated. And I'm walking. Every day I walk like 15,000 steps in the woods. Go hiking, whatever. And some days I go walking by myself so clear. The Lord's like, I want you this afternoon when you go back, I want you to read Exodus chapter like 10 to 33. So clear. I said, okay. And then once again, the question showed up. Why do you think Moses went up to the mountain, spent 40 days and 40 nights? Why did I call Moses out of the people? I told you a couple of weeks ago, I got the answer for Moses to be. And therefore, God gave Moses the Ten Commandments. He spoke to Moses. For you to encounter the depth of the presence, you gotta be radical like this woman. Oh yeah, I was an immoral person. God rescued me. I can identify with this woman. Rejected, born in a poor country. My mom and my dad, this dysfunctional family. Everybody hates everybody. Seriously. But God changed things around because I met him. You know, so where I've been right now has nothing to do with where I am right now has nothing to do with where I've been, because I met the Savior, the Redeemer. And guys, that's what it's about. Get a hold of Jesus. Get a hold of Jesus. Because if you don't, people will fail you. They will misunderstand you. And you know what you want to do? You want to cut them off. You don't want anything to do with them. And yet Jesus is like, man, Father, forgive them because they do not know what they're doing. Even the disciples. And so go back to this verse. Picture this woman sitting. I mean, it goes on. It says, then she kept what? The feet. Of course. Crying. She really didn't care. But then she poured and keep putting the perfume on Jesus' feet. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this. That's why I don't, when I'm worshiping, I really don't care what you think. Excuse me, that's a very hard word to use. I don't care. I care, but you know what I mean. When I'm singing, and I pray that every one of you would get to that position where you get to be so madly in love, crazy in love with Jesus, you don't care. Because he has forgiven you so much. It's like, man, I see it. If it wasn't for this awesome Redeemer, where would I be? So really, come on. I'll kiss his feet. I'll pour this expensive perfume at his feet. That's the way I want to live my life. Moving forward. That's the way I want to live my life. And we keep reading. The Pharisee. And I pray against the spirit of Pharisees in our midst. I come against it. You know, the thing the Lord, one of the things Jesus said, he told me, he's like, a lot of people see the altar as a place for people to repent. I wrote it, I gotta find it here, because I love the wording, because I know some of us here in our church, we struggle with coming to the altar. Yes, Alyssa, go up, sit on that box. Alyssa's gonna sing with me. You can have your mic too, so you don't have to stand up. But listen to this. The Lord says, a lot of people don't come to the altar because they think they don't need repentance. I need repentance. You have no idea how much I've repented in the past 10 days. Repentance is changing your mind. Every day with my Lord, I'm repenting because Jesus is new every day. His grace is renewed every day. So therefore, I'm changing from glory to glory. And that starts with repentance. So please, let me invite you. When you feel like you need to come and kneel at the altar, lay down on the altar, please remember this. Because at the altar, there's never judgment. A lot of people don't come because they think they don't need repentance. Let's go back to the Pharisee. So then this Pharisee, when the Pharisee saw, he invited Jesus, but yet he saw the woman touching him. He said, she's a sinner. If this man was a prophet, he would know what kind of woman is touching him. She's bad. She's not welcome. That's why we say we promote kingdom thinking, kingdom ways. The secret place, because when you dwell in the secret place, that will revolutionize your mind. Yet to really format it in the ways of the kingdom, because it's not, then you don't operate from church-minded. It's a terrible thing to be church-minded. You know, we're not like inclusive. Inclusive is everybody welcome, right? We're not exclusive. We are in an inclusive community. We're the Church of Christ. Kingdom ways. We thank God for all the work He's done here. We talk about how faithful He's been in the past month. We talk about missions. And now, the Lord wants us to go to the next level. To be a radical church in faith. A group of people who are madly in love with His presence. People who would give Him room and bend the spirit of the Pharisees. Because everyone is welcome. No matter what the shape, your background, whether you can jump, whether you can clap, whether you can sing, whether you can't sing, whether you want to shout, hallelujah! Come on, I say, if you want to sing hallelujah, you better sing hallelujah to Jesus. You're like, man, nobody say hallelujah. Nobody clap their hands here. Please, stop it. Don't even do that. When you come here, you focus on your master and you pour your alabaster jar on him and let everybody deal with their dealings. And I tell you, you will touch the heart of the master. Oh, I am after the master's heart. Because when I have his heart, I've got it all. I've got it all. Then Jesus, who knows the heart and the thoughts of this man, the Pharisee Simon, he said to him, I have something to say to you. And he says, go ahead, teacher, Simon replied. He probably assumed Jesus was going to say, man, thank you for this wonderful meal, beautiful table arrangement. Do you even invite some of your rich friends? Oh, man, thank you for honoring me this way. But listen to what Jesus said. He said, a man loaned money to two people, 500 pieces of silver to one and 50 pieces to the other. But neither of them could repay him, so he kindly forgave them both, canceling their debts. Who do you suppose loved him more? Then, after that, Simon answered, I suppose the one for whom he canceled the larger debt. That's right. I love Jesus. He's so kind. He said, then he turned to the woman. He said to Simon, look at this woman kneeling here. When I entered your home, you didn't offer me water to wash the dust off my feet. But she has washed them with tears and wiped them with her hair. You didn't greet me with a kiss. But from the time I first came in, she has not stopped kissing my feet. You neglect the courtesy of olive oil to anoint my head. But she has anointed my feet with rare perfume. I tell you this. Her sins, and they are many, have been forgiven. So she has shown me what? Much love. Do you remember the word one time I brought here from Deuteronomy where it says, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. And we went to the Greek, to the Hebrew, and the word, the Hebrew word, I don't remember it exactly, but it translates in English, muchness. I don't know, you can go find that sermon, but the message, but muchness. And sometimes people use this word, man, you're too much, to kind of shut us down. But when I read this again and I went back It's the same link, same word. Jesus said, this woman is too much. This woman is too much. Guys, now listen to me. I'm sitting in the woods, okay? I'm like, oh, Lord. This word is just coming so alive. I want to be too much. I want to be too much. That's why I say I love you guys. I'm called to the ministry. I am a pastor at heart. The Lord, we informed it. We affirm it again. Because believe me, sometimes I even ask God, I said, Lord, right now, especially, I'm a master plumber. I would love to go do master plumbing all full time. I love plumbing. I don't have to deal with people, Father. I go to God, I pray this. I said, Lord, please, is there another way? I can really make a lot of money, you see? I can really be good, okay, and not deal with all that. The Lord, we affirm my calling in the past 8 days. He says, I call you to the church. I love my church. I love you guys. And I'm going to do my best to remain at his feet so he can lead me. So I can lead him. I can lead. You see, I don't even, it's like now I'm afraid to say to lead you. Because I don't want to lead you. I want him to lead us. You know, I'm seeing all of us holding hands together. And then who is the pastor? Pastor Jesus. All right. And I'm praying he open all of y'all's eyes so you can see Pastor Jesus. Not Pastor Ricardo, Pastor Jesus. But of course, yeah, I'm the angel. I'm the guy he played here, you know, for the season, you know, but at the same time, I want to honor him. And this is my prayer. My prayer is that you would become so much as we move forward in a season of, you know, Christmas, family time, travel, New Year's gonna change, the world's going crazy, but I want us as a congregation to be so much after him. You know, we call for prayer. You might never feel like coming to prayer. You drag your body. Because that's good for us as a congregation to pray. If we're not in prayer, we're dead. A dying church is a church that's not praying. If you don't have a prayer life, you're dead spiritually. Just like breathing. It's good for us. It means we're alive. Praying is the same thing. If you're not praying, you're dead. And right now we need one another. I'm reading this again. It says, I tell you, Simon, her sins are forgiving, and there are many. And says, they've been forgiving, so she has shown me much love. And that's one of the reasons I love studying the word, because this, you see how this tied into, much love. She's showing me much love. But when you go deep into it, you realize this lady is crazy for Jesus. She really doesn't care. It means that expensive perfume means nothing. And Paul goes on, and he said it. He says, I count everything as garbage to gain Christ. That's my heart's cry. I feel like I came out humbled. Humbled. I want to know nothing but Jesus. I want the Lord to put his word in my mouth. I want him to increase the fear of him, not the fear of you. I'm going to speak the truth, and I want him to shape my personal conviction according to the Bible. So even when I talk about my personal conviction, not about blue, you know, I like blue, okay? But not talking about blue. Because it doesn't matter if you wear pink. But when it comes about to the issues of life, to kingdom principles, I want to be fearless. And to finish, this is it. It says, but a person who is forgiving little show only little love. This morning I pray that all of us would realize how much you've been forgiven. And start showing muchness. Oh, you see what I use? I use the word start showing. Start showing how crazy you are for Jesus. Now, I'm not talking about being obnoxious. That's not what I'm talking about. No. I love Jesus, and I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it's the power of God that delivers. I am the first. I have a testimony. I do. I see how the Lord changed me, how he's changing me, transforming my mindset, stretching me, even giving me the grace to be in cold weather. You would think, man, what's not to like cold weather? It's really nice. You feel cool, right? But the Lord's grace is sufficient. Then the men at the table said among themselves, who is this man that he goes around to forgive sin? And Jesus said to the woman, your faith has saved you. What do you do? Go in peace. Peace. So as I sing this song, it is a new song to me. The word's going to be on the screen. If you feel like you need to maybe come to the altar, whatever you need to do, maybe from just these little verses, a couple verses I just shared with you, the Lord is speaking way more than I could ever say. And he's opening up your eyes. And I would say, just give answer to the Lord. Maybe you want an impartation from him. But let's just take this moment between you and him.